Quick scenario for you, Ollie. Athlete shows up at squad on Monday. They feel amazing. Felt amazing all weekend, actually. So amazing that on Saturday they did the long ride. And then they bolted on an extra hour with a mate. And then on Sunday they did the long run. Except they pushed the pace. Because, well, they felt good. By Wednesday they're hobbling. By Friday they're in physio. What just happened?
What just happened is the oldest mistake in endurance sport. Good intentions, no patience, and a body that's been quietly screaming, please stop adding to the pile, for about 3 weeks.
Welcome to the Weekly Transition Podcast. This week we are talking about the 10% rule, or as we are calling it, how good intentions become injuries.
So the 10% rule. Most athletes have heard of it. Increase your weekly training load, volume, intensity, or frequency by no more than about 10% week on week. Boring sounding rule, right?
Sounds like the kind of thing a coach says when they want to slow you down.
That's exactly what it is. And it's the rule that protects more seasons than any flashy session ever has. Honestly, more seasons are ruined by week-to-week load creep than by any DNF, any bad race, any bad weather.
Which is why we wanted to do a whole episode on it, because we are sick of seeing it. Sick of athletes pulling up sore, getting scans, sitting out weeks because they got greedy on a weekend.
And just to be really clear up front, this isn't us throwing anyone under the bus. Coach load is dialed. The problem isn't in following prescribed sessions. The problem is what gets added on top of program sessions, quietly, without recovery, by athletes who feel great. Let me say the equation that runs through every coaching decision I make. Stress plus recovery equals performance gains. Not stress plus more stress. Stress plus recovery.
And the corollary?
Stress plus more stress equals injury or regression or burnout. It is a guarantee. It's not a maybe. It's not if you're unlucky. It's a guarantee. The only variable is how long until it lands.
So where does the 10% rule fit in that?
The 10% rule is the practical guardrail. It's the rule of thumb that says this much new stress this week is roughly what your body can absorb before the recovery side of the equation runs out of room. Bump it more than that and you're not building fitness, you're building damage that hasn't shown up yet.
Damage that hasn't shown up yet? That's the bit athletes don't believe until it bites them.
Because the body has a lag. You can get away with a big week. You can get away with 2 big weeks, sometimes 3. Then on the easy day in week 4, something gives. A calf, an Achilles, a knee, a back, and the athlete goes, but I didn't even do anything today. Yeah, today wasn't the problem.
Okay, so this is where I want to push you. Because every athlete I talk to who's hurt themselves, they didn't do it on purpose. They had good intentions. They wanted to be better. They wanted to be more consistent. They wanted to make the most of feeling good. So why does wanting to be better keep breaking people?
Because wanting to be better without a system is just creep. And the 4 things that drive the creep are usually the same 4 things.
Name them.
1, too many goals. The athlete who wants to swim faster and PB a half marathon and do a gravel event and keep up with squad. Each goal is fine on its own. Stacked together, the load is impossible. 2, FOMO. They see someone on Strava do a big weekend ride. They didn't plan to ride that long, but now they feel behind. So they go long. Unplanned, long. That's the killer.
The Strava-induced overload. That one is real.
3, not enough discipline. Specifically, discipline to do the easy session easy. Most overuse injuries don't come from the hard sessions being too hard, they come from the easy sessions being too hard. The athlete can't help themselves. They feel good, they push, the easy run becomes a tempo, and now everything is grey. 4, not enough patience. They want the result now. Not in 12 weeks, not in 12 months, now. So they cram. And cramming for an endurance event is exactly the same as cramming for an exam, except your body doesn't get to fake it on the day.
And life stress is invisible load too, right? It's not just the training hours.
Massive point. Bad sleep is load. A stressful week at work is load. A sick kid keeping you up is load. The body doesn't have a separate ledger for training stress and life stress. It's one budget. And athletes consistently forget that when they're planning the weekend.
Does the 10% rule apply the same across all 3 sports?
The principle does. The expression of it doesn't. Running is the unforgiving one. Running carries the highest injury risk per extra kilometre, full stop, because of impact. So on the run, you are really conservative. Small bumps in volume, small bumps in intensity, never both in the same week. Cycling is more forgiving on the tissues, but it's still cumulative fatigue. You can get away with a bigger jump in volume on the bike, but if you stack a big bike week on top of a big run week, the run is what cracks. Swimming is the most forgiving of the three for load, but shoulder injuries are absolutely a thing, and they almost always come from a frequency jump or a sudden volume jump in someone who hasn't been in the water consistently.
So the rule of thumb across all three is pick one thing to add this week, not all three.
Pick one and add it carefully.
Are there times when the 10% rule doesn't apply?
Yes, three big ones. Base phase, when you're building back from off-season, you can move faster than 10% in the early weeks because you're rebuilding into something your body has done before. The body remembers. Return from illness or injury, you actually want to undershoot the 10% rule. Don't try to catch up. Catching up is how athletes re-injure within a fortnight. And taper. Taper is the opposite direction. You're stripping volume to let fitness express itself on race day, different mechanism, same principle. Respect the recovery side of the equation.
So it's not a religion, it's a guardrail.
Exactly. It's the default. You should have a really good reason to break it. I felt good on Saturday is not a good reason.
If you could rewire one thing in how athletes think about progress, what would it be?
The shift from what did I do this week to what did I do this month, this block, this season. Because the 10% rule only feels boring if you're looking at 1 week. Compound it over 6 months and it's enormous. 5% more, 10% more, 12% more, that's a completely different athlete by Christmas.
Patience is the multiplier.
Patience is the multiplier. Always has been.
Okay, Ollie, let's land this with something practical. Three things our athletes can try this week to protect themselves from good intentions.
Three things. One, pick one area to add load to this week. Swim, bike, or run. Not all three. Write it down. The other two stay where they are. Two, do your easy sessions easy. If you wear a watch, the heart rate cap is your friend this week. If your easy run keeps drifting up, back off. The discipline of going slow is the most underrated skill in endurance sport. Three, look at your weekend honestly. If you're planning to add a session that wasn't in your plan on Monday, ask one question. Am I adding this because the plan calls for it, or because I feel good I saw someone else do it, I'm catching up? If it's the second one, don't.
Bonus one for the overachievers.
Schedule a recovery day like you schedule a session. Put it in the diary. Defend it. The recovery day is the session, that's where the adaptation happens.
One last thing, and this is the bit I really want our athletes to hear. Now you've been through this with us, you know the rule, you know the four traps, you know the patience play. That means you're not the person this happens to anymore. You're in charge.
That's the shift. The 10% rule turns from a thing a coach reminds you about into a thing you defend yourself.
And that matters because at some point someone will try to talk you out of it. A mate will tempt you into a bonus weekend ride. A training partner will push the pace on the easy day. Someone will guilt you about a session you skipped for recovery. Someone in your group might even try to bully you into more.
And when that happens, you say no. Politely, calmly, but firmly. Not because you're soft, because you're educated. You know exactly what the cost of just one more is. You've seen the maths. You've heard the lag. You know what week four looks like. You're not being lazy, you're being smart. That's empowerment.
Stand up and say no. That's the bit that protects the season. That's the 10% rule. Boring sounding, season saving. We'll link the full article in the show notes. Ollie's gone into more depth there on how to apply it across swim, bike, and run, including the exceptions we touched on today.
And if you're not sure whether your current plan is following the 10% rule, that is exactly what coached athletes have us for. Hit reply to the newsletter or book a coaching consult. Links in the show notes.
Brick by brick. See you out there.
Train smart.